Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We continue here at the Holiday Store today, brought to you by our great friends at Brown, Penderis, and Scott. I can't wait to see Nick over in Glastonbury. It's usually when he stops by. He better have a good sock game because last year he was disappointing. Because he's usually they're the black sock folks, and then there's the colorful sock folks. Nick Penderis has got good sock game, and last year he did not come to play. So maybe he'll do it this year. We're here.
I got the black socks.
Oh, come on, Eric. Come on, Eric. Eric Person from HBRA, of course, the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of Connecticut. Huge supporter of the Salvation Army as an organization. Eric's on the board and obviously a huge part of what we do at WTIC because they are affectionately known as the closers. They hammer the final nail on Christmas Eve, and, you know, from the Carrier family to everyone on down, it's always a fun event here and part of the core fabric of the Holiday Store here. And, of course, we're live at the Avon Old Farms Inn at the base of Avon Mountain, the intersection of 10 and 44. And if you got some time, go down to Brugger's Bagels, get a bagel, come down, sit in the lobby, and hang out. I don't care. And then you can give $5. You can come in and give $5,000. You can give $50,000 if you want to. I don't care.
That'd be nice.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I mean,
this is like the official kickoff of the holidays.
It is, and I think that and Matt had a great lead in to the show with a little Michael Bublé and the cold weather. We had the fireplace going in our house last night. I mean, it does sort of sneak up on you this time of year.
It does.
Yeah, and I was at your fundraiser. You have a big annual fundraiser. What was it, a month ago?
Beginning of November.
For your foundation.
For our charitable foundation.
Which is a huge part, but that foundation ends up helping us too right here. And I just want to share with people, and we said off mic, it's one of the funny. I really enjoyed it for a couple of reasons, but the best is the auction items are incredible. First of all, there's like 100 of them.
There was actually 227 of them, but
and two really there's that many.
There was,
and literally you can bid for a sink. I mean, like there were like three sinks or like doorknobs.
Exactly.
It's just so funny.
And there's trips and there's jewelry and stuff. But yeah.
There's high end stuff too.
There's stuff from job sites.
Oh my god, it is just it is the greatest. I mean, it's so funny. And I couldn't buy any of it because I couldn't install any of it because I can't do anything but talk. And some people don't think I do that well.
Well, I know a guy for you.
You know,
I got a guy.
You got a guy. But I also went there to make a plea to your constituents, because you've taken on a whole bunch of new members, right? Yeah. Just tell people who haven't joined us. I mean, you got a lot bigger in the last year.
Yeah, so we're the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of the Connecticut River Region, and we merged the Central Connecticut and the Eastern Connecticut associations together. We now cover all of Connecticut except for Fairfield County and Litchfield County.
Are you the head dude?
I'm the head staff.
What happened to the head dude in the other place? Did you? Was there?
There was no head dude.
There was no head dude.
No. So we were actually managing them. So it just was a natural fit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And you add how many members?
We're up to about 500 members right now. So and our members are builders, remodelers, anybody in the residential construction industry, suppliers, banks, attorneys.
So, I mean, listen, I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, ever since the pandemic, I don't think remodelers have stopped.
Yeah.
Is it still the case?
It's still the case. And, and part of the reason is because, interest rates had gone up, in recent years. And so everybody that has one of those low interest loans,
they're staying in their house.
They're staying in their house. And they're saying, you know what, we can make this house better. So they're making those improvements to the house.
So that trend is still in effect.
It's still definitely there.
And what about your home builders? Because, I mean, we have finite space, right?
Yeah.
And the trend has been to, especially in affordable housing, to build some more rental units, which I understand, but I don't like. I want communities to be built. I want homes to be built, but I do understand the economics of it. Is it challenging for your home builders?
Yeah, the challenge for the builders is, one of them is land, and finding good land that they can build on. But
that they can afford.
That they can afford. Well, and that's the affordability part of it, is that what they would like to do is to have density, but to have density, even with single-family homes, you still have have to have the infrastructure there. You've got to have the sewer and water and things. And, you know, as you get out of the places that have those that infrastructure, it's harder to get that density. So so it's you know, we're in that kind of catch 22 of, you know, and, you know, what comes first right now. But we've got to work with the towns and the legislature to increase the infrastructure that's available, because that's what's going to make housing affordable again. You get a higher density housing on lots, and that's going to drive the
price. Does the bill help that or no? Like, I don't want you to get political, but does the new bill help that?
Which bill?
The new housing bill in Connecticut.
It takes steps to get there. Yeah, it definitely takes some steps to get there.
Because we learned that was one of the biggest issues that we hadn't thought about, is that how can you be mandated to build stuff when you don't even have sewer or water in those spots?
Right.
I mean, that's just, it's kind of an obvious thing that they need help with.
Yeah, and in the days of, you know, acre, 2 acre lots, it's just that the land cost alone makes that house, you know, unattainable for most people, just because it's so expensive.
Yeah,
so.
And the builders don't want to build it because they can't make they can't make a lot of money on it.
Right.
Well, that's why, like, there's in Bloomfield, I saw like a little cul-de-sac, you put 10 units in, boom, you got a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And in New England, that's hard to do because there's not a lot of space that's buildable anymore, because we've been around for a couple hundred years. Mm. Eric Person with HBRA joining us here. Let me ask you a couple of, like, sort of quasi-personal, but personal/professional. Like, you're on the board, like, you don't have to do that. Like, you can still be a part of, like, what we do here, or, you know, run your foundation. Why do you go to the level that you do to get involved?
Well, I've always believed, and I was raised, that it's important to give back and be part of your community. So the Home Builders Association and our charitable foundation play an important role in our community, but I also believe in supporting organizations and wanting to help with not only, you know, treasure but time of those groups that are doing well, so and making an impact on people's lives. So the Salvation Army does amazing work, helps people in ways that is unspeakable and unbelievable, I should say, and you know, helps people at their worst time. And, you know, I want to be a part of that as much as I can, in helping, you know, giving up my time and you know, serving on the board of directors.
I laid down a little challenge to you in recent months. You know, like, you guys are so institutionally important to this endeavor. So, you know, I you know, with total full respect for that, I want to see.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The home builders just kill it this year. And I, you know, I, and again, it's hard at an event that's already a fundraiser for your foundation to say, oh, and then in a month I'm going to do this. But but at the same time, like, do you think that we'll be able to, because, like, my whole thing is the pressure to grow. Do you think we'll be able to be bigger this year?
Yeah, that's my goal too, is I'd like to get our, you know, we've had a long tradition, as you said, of our members coming here on Christmas Eve and kind of putting that final nail in the board and you know, putting an exclamation point on the fundraising.
And usually bringing us over the top.
And trying to bring the group over the top. And we're gonna do that again. We have our holiday party next week, and we're going to put a big push out there for our members to do it. And what's neat is, my kids have grown, and Johnny Carey's kids are getting older and things. But, we need that new generation of kids to kind of see it, that they come down here. It's kind of instilling that spirit of giving back and contributing to the community and helping those less fortunate.
I mean, if we get that vibe and that energy, and that tends to feed on itself, then people want to come back and do it again and again. And obviously, I've really valued the relationships we built with you guys, and it's really important to us. So we appreciate it. When's the home show?
Home show is March 6th, 7th, and 8th. We're deep into that right now. We're about 70% sold out. So still taking lots of exhibitors, and a great way to jumpstart the spring business for home improvement contractors.
I both love it. I won't say hate it, but because it shows me what I would love to do,
right.
And that I can't do all of it, or in some instances any of it. But like my whole thing is that I would love to find a space in my home for a legit sauna. Where I could, after I worked out, stretched and stuff like that. That's my next. And you have those guys.
We do have those.
Too.
Yeah, Superior Heart Spas and Leisure right down the street.
Do they do a 50-year mortgage on those things too? Because that would be my plan.
Yeah, it's funny. I have people that come up to me like, I can't stand you. I'm like, I don't even know who you are. They're like, well, I was at the home show and my wife just spent $50,000. So.
Yeah, Eric is like the nicest guy. Some guy comes up to him randomly and says, I hate you. Stop. Eric, it's great to see you.
Great to see you, Brian.
We'll be seeing you a couple times.
Yeah, we'll be around. And this is this is the official kickoff of the holiday season. And it's exciting.
It's great to see you. And obviously, HBRA, if you got anything going on, you can't find a contractor, you can always funnel yourself through them and see what they can get you.
Yeah, all our members are online, and you can go onto our website, HBRA, CT River Region, and find a member. You can search by categories or whatever you want to do. So.
Yeah, and his constituents are, the men and women are great because they work hard for everything they make. I mean, these are people that do the work. So yeah, Eric, thank you. What's up?
I was these are the guys that live in the community. They're here. Yeah. They're not coming and going. So
yeah, I always think of Johnny Carrier, man. My son wears his T-shirt all the time now. It's great.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery: why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.